Luke chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and the sinners would approach him to hear him. At which the Pharisees and scribes would mutter among themselves, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them and said, "What man among you who has 100 sheep and has lost one of them does not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? Then when he has found it, he puts it on his shoulders, rejoicing, and he comes to his house and calls his friends and neighbours together and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I say to you that there will be more joy like this in heaven at one sinner who repents than at 99 righteous who have no need of repentance. Or what woman who has 10 drachmas, if she loses 1 drachma, will not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she will call her friends and neighbours together and say, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the drachma which I had lost.' In this way, I tell you, there is joy in the sight of the angels of God at one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of the property which falls to me.' So he distributed his estate between them. Then not many days later, the younger son gathered everything and moved to a distant country, and squandered his substance there by living extravagantly. But when he had spent everything, a severe famine set in throughout that country, and he began to be in need. And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to tend pigs. However, he would long to fill his belly with the carob pods which the pigs ate, but no one gave him any. Then he came to himself and said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread in abundance, whereas I am perishing from famine? I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. Now, while he was still far off, his father saw him, and he was moved to compassion, and he ran and fell around his neck and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But his father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and slaughter it, and let us eat and rejoice, because this son of mine was dead, but he has come back to life, and he was lost, but he has been found.' So they began to rejoice. But his elder son was in the field, and as he came back and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and inquired as to what this was. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come back, and your father has slaughtered the fatted calf, because he has got him back in good health.' But he became angry and refused to come in. So his father went out and tried to console him. But he replied and said to his father, 'Look, I have been serving you for all these years, and I have never disobeyed any commandment of yours, but you have never given me a kid for me to enjoy with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has dissipated your wealth with harlots, you slaughtered the fatted calf for him.' At this he said to him, 'My child, you are always with me, and everything of mine is yours. But it was befitting to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead, but he has come back to life, and he was lost, but he has been found.'